Rose Summering, as we read through this, is basically choosing, are we going to have faith in Christ or not have faith in Christ? Are we going to sin without genuine and true repentance? Because then that's life without God, and it kind of leads to spiritual death. And if there's no change at all ever, then when death comes, so does judgment. And it's up to God what happens next. But if we choose to live with Christ as best as we are able and repent, then living with God in and through Christ is life, and we're promised eternal life in his kingdom. So when we get to the gospel, I'm going to read this part first. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And then, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid, because you are more valuable. First off, we learn about God's meticulous and total care. And Jesus is trying to encourage us and to help us know and recognize and live into the fact that we are valued by God. And Jesus tries, from this learning, from this gospel, to get us on the right track. So getting back to the first part, it's kind of scary to think of anyone who would actually come to try to kill us, to torture us, to abuse us, or to hurt our physical bodies. But no one, absolutely no one, can kill or destroy our souls. No one can take the Holy Spirit from us. No one can take our faith in Jesus Christ away. No one except ourselves. We decide about our faith. We decide about our obedience. We decide about our love of our Heavenly Father. And a long time ago, I don't know if some of you might remember, but I never did forget it. It was a story my dad told, and it was kind of an analogy about this. Basically, it's imagine if you went to a car lot, and the salesman said to you that with this car, let's say truck or SUV, whatever it is, Hummer, that no matter how much damage occurs in the accident to the vehicle, you are guaranteed 100%, absolutely 100%, to come out absolutely unharmed. That's a guarantee. Well, that's the guarantee that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gives us. If we think about the analogy, the vehicle is our physical body, but our soul is never damaged when we enter into heaven. Nothing can harm us. God guarantees our safe arrival into heaven if we follow Jesus. Loving and living with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit does take a little bit of effort. It's not easy. And it does take a response from us back to God, who initiated the relationship we have with him. It's just really not always easy to be a Christian, but we can do it with God's help. Now, the verse towards the end where it talks about, I have not come to bring peace but a sword, and it goes on, and it says, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Well, with that whole section, it may sound harsh, but God is to be number one in our life. we are to follow Jesus no matter what, and love him above all. If our friends and families, if our work, if our school, if anything tries to distract us from our life with Christ, we are to hold on to God. We are to hold on to him and share him, not give him up, but share him. Tell about what God has done for us. Evangelize, actually share our love, our faith, and our commitment that we have to our God. But it's our choice. And the very last line, those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. It's our choice between, do we want our life, the me, like I, just what I want, greedy, if I'm being self-centered, self-absorbed, or living a totally sinful life? Or do I choose to have life with God? God as our goal, God as our focus. It is up to us. But we are not to fear. Because yes, all of us sin, each and every one of us. But the difference is, do we repent? Do we have contrition? Are we sorry for our sins? Because if we are, and we change, then we are forgiven. Now next, with St. Paul's letter to the Romans, it's absolutely amazing. And actually the first part is in reference from a verse from in chapter 5. It says, since we are justified by faith and receive grace, which is strength from God, this doesn't mean we have permission to sin. So he says, should we continue in sin in order that grace abound and we get more strength from God? Well, actually, it's quite the opposite. Paul says, by no means. How can we, who died to sin, go on living in it? Paul says, should we continue in sin in order that grace abound? Absolutely not. And his next question is actually very logical. When we have died from sin, how can we go on living in sin? Well, if we belong to Jesus, we can. We shouldn't. And Paul reminds us, we have been baptized into Christ. We are buried. Our sins are buried with him by baptism into his death. So that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father, we too might, if we choose to follow Jesus, we might walk in the newness of life. Living in this newness of life is when we actually decide to live with Christ, trying totally as best as we can, not as an excuse, but as best as we can, to focus on our Heavenly Father, sharing his love, cherishing and asking for his forgiveness, being committed to worship and being determined to be faithful. And then if we look at our calling this morning that we prayed, we actually ask God, we say, make us perpetually love and reverence your holy name. And then we mention later in that prayer, because we know that you never fail us. You never fail to help us. You never fail to guide us and to love us. And that's his promise to us. Now, if you don't mind, I just think the prayer of the week actually could have been a sermon just in itself. So I'd like to end with that. It's on the bottom of the inside of the first page. If you'd like to, you can join with me. Teach us, good Lord God.